News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A Broken Arrow dentist agrees to pay more than $500,000 back to the state following a fraud investigation. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has details.
Rocky Cullins was the operator of the Stonewood Hills Oral Surgery Center. He submitted false claims to SoonerCare between 2021 and 2024. He even billed the state for tobacco cessation counseling for non-tobacco users.
While members of Congress face hostile crowds at town hall meetings, Oklahoma's 5th District Congresswoman says she'll stick to virtual town halls over the telephone. Representative Stephanie Bice claims she can reach a lot more people by not facing their questions eye to eye. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
You can rely on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission invests checkoff monies to support the wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, led by Dr. Brett Carver. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the program offers multiple selections for dual-purpose wheat production.
Distinctions, golden grain, which really meets those milling and baking characteristics that millers and bakers are looking at, as well as the grazing grain characteristics. OSU is the only research program in the United States that actually does focus also on the grazing grain aspect when it comes to forages. We have a really great story there to tell that give producers different options also whenever they're making business decisions in their operation to get two uses out of that crop. Those crop distinctions have the characteristics that are good for grazing in the field for the forages, but also have the characteristics that the millers and bakers are looking for.
Learn more about how your wheat checkoff is working for you at okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.